God the Father, the one who sent Jesus to be the bread for the journey, the bread of life, has always provided for his people for a greater purpose. As we hear in the gospel and we have been hearing for previous Sundays, the Lord provided manna in the desert to Moses and to his people so that they were able to continue their journey to the promised land. In today's first reading from the book of Kings, Elisha is kind of discouraged and he prays for death. He is tired. He doesn't want to continue. But the Lord provides for him, sending an angel to rouse him and to feed him, that he might continue his 40-day and 40-night way to the mount where he will encounter the Lord. And he will be commissioned to go back and fulfill his prophetic mission. The Lord provide for his people. I am sure that all of us, in any moment of our life, even now, we may have experienced those moments of difficulty, trials, and even despair, to the point that you feel tired, to the point that you don't want to continue, that you say, it's enough. But what is best is that we have been also able to recover and found the right path. For those who have been already able to recover, we can say that we have tasted and see the goodness of the Lord. And for that, we bless the Lord and glorify him. He has been the answer. He has been our refuge. He has been the strength to continue the journey. And for those living difficult moments at this specific time, this is a great call to trust in God and to know that he will provide in a mysterious way, and that he will give you the strength and the hand that you need to continue the journey. And besides that, the gospel reminded us that in that journey, God has provided already food for us, bread from heaven. That bread, that is food for the journey, yes. Every Sunday that we come to the Mass and we receive Holy Communion, we receive the body of Jesus, we are supposed to go home with a new strength to face our own realities, our own life, our daily challenges. But more than that, more than what I say, that this journey, the food for the journey, When we receive Jesus in the communion, we have also the certainty, we are sure that we can hope for eternal life. And that gives us a different perspective, that can give us a different way of seeing our life, and even help us to find a different meaning for our pain, a different meaning for the normal course of our life, that we get age and then slowly we are going down, everybody. But when you discover that strength in the body of Christ, that can help you and that can help us to have a different way of seeing things in our life. Then St. Paul, in the second reading, in the letter to the Ephesians, he called us to be imitators of God. What a great call. What a great mission for all of us. Not only to imitate Jesus, but God. That is a big challenge. And he tells us how to do it. He says, rejecting and removing all bad actions, bitterness, fury, anger, despair, and malice. And by the contrary, being kind, compassionate with one another, and forgiving. There we have the second call in this Sunday. The first is to trust in God and to remember that, taste and see the goodness of the Lord. Try him out and he will provide. And then the second is, we are called to imitate him, to imitate God. May God strengthen our faith in his Son, Jesus, and help us to open our hearts and life to his presence. As the bread of life, as the bread from heaven, as the one who can provide strength, new strength for our life, as the one who can help us to transform our life, to change us, and to be his witness through real love manifested in our daily actions, listening to the voice of the Father and learning from him, to be able to find and to be able to follow his Son, Jesus Christ. Father of love and mercy, teach us the way to live according to your will, and show us the way to know, to love, and to follow your Son. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.